Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 258 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers in Space, episode 8, When Push Comes to Shove.
It aired March 27th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Worth Keeter. All the same stuff.
Remember the jokes from before? Those ones.
Yeah, same jokes.
So in the television show, the animated television program, Static Shock, in one episode, his friend Richie got superpowers from, I think, like a drug dealer, but instead of drugs, it was powers.
That's a good message.
Yeah, well, they were not great. It was like doing weird stuff to him, but he got powers, and his code name was Push because he could make these like giant energy like hands essentially.
What show is this?
Static Shock, the cartoon.
I've never heard.
It was set in the Batman animated universe.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was good. It was a real good show.
I never heard of it.
But in the episode where he got the superpowers, his name was Push, and he said this rhyme, and it ended with "When push comes to shove," because like, get it? Because he's Push.
When he shows up to shove.
Yeah, and I cannot for the life of me remember the first part, but I can remember the exact intonation of the second part.
Cool.
So if you're new here, we're not a Static Shock podcast.
Not yet.
Not yet. Give it time. No, we don't have time.
No,
for
we
that.
Are currently first and foremost a Prime Star podcast.
Yes, everything else is secondary to Prime Star. All glory be to the Prime Star. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Prime Star.
You remember that good show, Prime Star?
Look, that sounds like a cool show. We watched an episode of Power Rangers. We'll come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because In Space has been real good so far. So, I mean, just give it. It's like 20 minutes. Give it a shot, guys. We're going to go watch.
Put down your Nintendo Switch for 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
Stop
it was hard.
I didn't just watch Power Rangers.
I didn't
once.
Want to. Here I am for you, the listener.
Yeah, I almost called out of podcasting today.
Here
so you
we
guys
are not playing Zelda, so we can talk about Power Rangers. Anyway, we're going to go watch When Push Comes to Shove. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. So talking about Static Shock got me all frazzled.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space.
And we're back. And we goofed up. We played Zelda for 6 hours instead of watching Power Rangers for 20
minutes. Hey, guys, can I tell you about the house that I own?
Jake bought a house.
I bought a house in Zelda.
I'm salty because I didn't know you could do that, and I left the village.
I've just hung out in this village so much.
I caught a second horse, though. It's all black. It's very pretty. I named her Shade.
What's your first horse's name?
Buttercup, because butterscotch wouldn't fit.
Cool.
Because it's like a light brown with like cream-colored spots and yellow hair.
Okay.
I was like, that's a butterscotch, but it's too long, so
no,
I had to go with buttercup.
It's a buttercup. mine is Soda Pop.
Nice.
That's what my horses are named. So I'm tempted to go get more horses and just name them all Soda Pop, but I don't think I'll do that. I want to get a blue one. There's blue horses.
Yeah, there's like a million horses. Anyway, we didn't really do that. Power Rangers, I promise.
Yeah. And there was a real weird footage match deal going on.
There was a couple weird things happening.
It was pretty weird. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. So the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. If you want to leave us a rating review, that would be awesome. We'd really appreciate it. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. You go there and donate a couple bucks a month, and you get some cool stuff in return. As little as $1 a month if you want, if you just want to, like, help out that way. Literally every dollar helps. The next milestone we broke today. So provided nothing weird happens in the next month, we are going to do the next 5 episodes of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighter from Beverly Hills, which means that the second episode that we recorded, like, 4 months ago will go up in April. I cannot promise it this month. I'm too busy.
Did I send that to you?
I have it on my desktop.
Because I have like the raw file, and I was going to delete it because I was going through everything today.
Yeah, I have it. It's sitting there. Just be like, hey, do something with me. And I'm like, I'll get to it.
Now you have to.
Now I have to. And then we'll record the next one. Those will be up in a more timely manner than this one. It's just like the holidays. You guys get it.
We're still leveling back.
Yeah. Also, this month is going to be bananas for us. So we're recording two episodes today, and then next episode, the next time we record, is going to be with a guest, and then like we have to double up more. So we're going to be pretty ahead. So just like if you want to send in stuff for future episodes up through or at least guesting on TJ's Identity Crisis.
Okay.
So up through that one, if you have anything you want to say, start sending it in now because it's going to get crazy. With that said, it's a Friday episode. We're at 15 minutes recording time. We're probably at like 3 minutes edited time.
Probably, yeah.
We talked about Zelda a lot, guys.
We did. It's just like, it's real very good.
It's so good.
I was worried. Like, I don't know if I'm going to like it. It's open world. I'm not really into that. But like, whoops, it's been 7 hours.
Anyway, let's talk about Power Rangers.
This isn't a Zelda podcast, but we might be doing a mini series. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen soon for reasons, and it's going to be fun. So get ready. We start off in the surf spot. We're on Laverne. She's just giving people drinks and chatting. And then we see Cassie. We're going to start off with what was Cassie wearing, part one. She's got a long sleeve zip up jacket. It's only like the collar zips up and it's pink.
Right. It's like a pullover.
Yeah. It's like a pullover. Okay. That's the word I was looking for. and then she's got overalls on over that. Mm-hmm. And then she's got the biggest pigtails you've ever seen.
Yeah.
She looks like an 11-year-old. She's dressed like a child because the overalls are also very big. And so is the shirt. Like, it evokes like a kid is wearing this. Why? Oh, there's a reason. It's not a good reason. The reason for this, should we save it until it happens?
Yeah, I think that would be a lot.
Because I wrote
fun.
Down both instances of why good. In my notes, just in case. So I thought she was scrapbooking. She's just writing in her diary. She's putting like a picture in there, which I guess is still technically scrapbooking. It's just in a diary instead of a scrapbook.
Right. Not quite as involved.
No, I guess. I did not know scrapbooking was so involved.
Oh, Jake, you have much to learn.
I think I'm good. I think I'm okay. I don't get it, but if you're into it, that's cool. I know Latasha's very into it.
Yes.
Sesh is getting very into it. I'm just not that sentimental, I guess, is my problem. And I don't have that kind of time anyway, because you make art in there. Like you,
yeah.
It gets crazy. But she's just writing in her diary, and then her and Adele talk about diaries, and Adele's like, oh, I used to write everything in my diary, because Cassie's 11, so she has to have a diary.
Yeah.
And so Adele's like, yeah, when I was little, and then my brother found it, he tortured me forever by revealing my secrets or whatever, and then she's like, but I got bigger, and I beat him up. She doesn't say it in those words.
Right, but that's what she says.
That's what she means. So then Cassie looks at her watch, which I will remind you is a communicator, does not have a watch face.
No, it's just a big speaker.
She's like, oh, a speaker. I gotta go.
It must be time for school or whatever.
And so she starts stuffing her bag full of her books and runs off, and I think you can see where this is going. Then we cut to old Cans, a.k.a. Professor Phenomenus. We're just going to call him old Cans.
He's just old Cans.
Hey, you know what I didn't realize until today? That Skull is Cans and Phenomenus is old Cans.
That's what I said. That's what made me think of that whole theory. That's why I said it.
Oh, you're right. I forgot the impetus. I just knew the theory. But it makes so much sense. If you go over to Ross Butler's Twitter, he sent us this like 4 or 5 tweet like breakdown of like how it fits in like as the story goes on. It's too good to not be real. It lines up too well. The old Cans theory is headcanon.
Headcans.
No. So old Cans made this plutonium fuel that he's going to use to find aliens. How those two things are connected?
He's going to send Vulcan Skull into space to find aliens.
Right, they come around
the
corner.
That's a bad idea for a lot of reasons.
Number one, they come to town every day.
Yeah, first of all, everybody knows about aliens.
Yeah, number two, those two should not go to space.
No.
Stay tuned. They come around, he's like, to find aliens! And then they come around the corner And they're doing that, like, low gravity, slow moonwalk. Yeah, they're in, like,
real bad spacesuits.
They're in, like, 1950s movie, like, Plan 9 from Outer Space spacesuits. I don't remember exactly what happens, but some reporters are like, is it true this could destroy the city if it breaks? And he's like, it'll never break, and knocks it over.
That's pretty much all that happens. And the reporter's like, isn't this true that it'll blow up? And he's like, no. It's going to be on the very top of this skyscraper in my lab.
Yeah. I wonder if that'll come into play later. So when he comes back down, he knocks it over. And then Bulk saves the city by catching the plutonium.
Yep.
Where's his day?
I don't know. He even goes like a little bit to Shawn Michaels about it and just like bobs it a couple times.
Yeah, he put
one foot on the floor and man, he almost hit two.
Oh boy. That would have been a much different WrestleMania, I'll tell you what.
Freaking British Bulldog. The British Bulldog versus Bret Hart in an Iron Man match.
I mean, look, it would have been the same match.
No, it would have ended with a running power slam instead of a sweet chin music.
That's true. That match sucks, guys.
There's a good 15-minute match in there. They just spread it out over an hour.
There's a good 5 minutes over an hour, and then the end is good, and that's all that you remember, is like that last stretch. But like, it's a bad Iron Man match. It's really plotting. That's just my two cents on a universally classic match.
It used to be my favorite match, and then we watched it again, and I was like, oh, no.
It's hard for me to pick my favorite match.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good wrestling out there.
There's a lot of matches that are my favorite for different reasons, but that's not for this. Yeah. That's not a discussion
for this. That's not what we're doing here. We will never do a wrestling podcast. We've tried a couple times. It doesn't work. And I just want something for me that I can just enjoy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Astronema is in the crowd of these people.
Barely in disguise. She has like a coat on.
She has like a trench
she's
coat.
She's pulling it up over her chin. Yeah, but she still has her like, hair and like her space headdress.
Yeah. And her whole face, like her whole like very pretty recognizable face.
She's like, I better cover the bottom of my chin so nobody can recognize me.
And she has this fantasy of the skyscraper tipping over, and where the top of it lands is the center of an atomic detonation, and the city is leveled. And she's like, yeah, I gotta get some of that. Gotta get in on that action. Then we got to the theme song. When we come back, we're at the school. On the stairs that we've never seen again since that one episode. Ranger Wiki editor on my short list.
You're fired from editing wikis.
Turn in your badge and your gun. You're out of here. Cassie and Ashley are walking down the stairs. Ashley is explaining her dream. You pointed out that Ashley is dressed like Cassie's mom.
Yep.
I don't know why Ashley is a hot mom in this half of the episode.
Yeah, if you want me to believe that they're still in high school, don't dress Ashley like a young 20, like mid 20 professional woman.
Yeah. It's weird. And then contrasted with oversized overalls, giant pigtails, Cassie.
it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's like, because Ashley is dressed like kind of sexy for high school.
Yeah.
Like, and she is like business professional sexy.
She's just going to her kid's soccer game to pick up a hot soccer
dad. Right,
she
just like she wants to make some dads ogle her. And then, but also, she's a high schooler. What's happening? And also, I guess she's Cassie's mom in this episode.
She kind of is.
So she's talking about how she had a dream where she fell face down in like cow poop or whatever. She's like, I landed face down in my face. It was a good thing it was just a dream. And I was like, whoa.
I immediately thought of when Robin... Now I Met Your Mother fell into the horse poop. Immediately went there.
I was thinking about How I Met Your Mother today. I want to watch it again, but I don't want to watch it again.
I don't think I can.
It's a roller coaster. But Cassie goes, she's like, yeah, I wrote this really great dream down in my diary. And then she panics. She has like a full-on panic attack. She's like, and then like starts rifling through her stuff. She forgot her diary, you guys. We get a flashback. The diary. She runs away. And the big pink diary is left on the table at the surf spot.
It's not actually that big.
It's thick is what I mean.
It is pretty thick. It's very bright pink. It's super, and it's like bedazzled.
It's like the Lisa Frank, the off-brand. It's Losa Frank. And her line of diaries.
My name is Losa.
Losa Frank.
Losa Frank.
That's my favorite Harry Potter character. Losa Frank.
Does a lot of like color magic. Just yeah. So many colors all the time.
So she's like, I forgot it. And Ash is like, well, just go back. It's fine. We'll get it. No reason to panic. And Cass is like, I want to put a picture of me as a Power Ranger in there. And Ashley has the line of the episode. Oh, in that case, we should panic. Let's go. And it was really delivered really nice. I really liked how that came out. So then they bump into two dudes, George and Lenny, like from Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, you guys know.
You guys get it. Hey, I don't want to spoil the ending, but rest easy. Lenny doesn't kill any rabbits, and George does not have to shoot Lenny in the back of the head.
No, thank goodness for that.
The episode doesn't take a weird turn. But they end up blackmailing Cassie. Lenny wants a date. And he's too shy, and George is too overbearing. So he's like, he wants a date, and we'll give you your diary back if you go on a date with
them. Yes, they found the diary. Did we say that?
I don't think I said that. They found the diary.
Because George like pulls it out of his pocket. He's like, we have something to do.
Of his Jinkos, because this is like a 6-inch thick diary.
Yep.
The Nintendo Switch is smaller than this diary.
Fact.
George says, like, meet us in the park at 2 o'clock, and if you don't, then maybe we'll get bored and have to read your diary. And she's like, all right, it's a date. It's fine. I'll go on this date with you. So then we cut to Andros on the megaship, the Astro megaship, explaining this new cool vehicle. It's the Mega Tank. It's got like a Tonka truck bulldozer grabby claw type deal on it.
Yeah.
Like a crane game claw.
And I think it's TJ who's like, why do we need that?
Good question, TJ. Andros' answer is that in case.
It's basically, we don't know what kind of planet they have Zordon on. Yeah. What if we need to drive on some rocks? Hey, Andros, buddy.
You got a spaceship.
You're in a spaceship right now.
You have hover surfboards that you can fly around.
And they can just shoot you onto any place on the planet you want to go on your hover surfboards.
You don't need
a tank. But then Carlos is like, it looks cool.
He's like, yeah, plus it looks cool. And Andros and TJ are both like, no.
No.
And they just walk away. He's like, what? 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 Then we cut to the park for the date, for Lenny and Cassie's date that George is also on, because George is the worst friend that you could have. And he's basically saying, like, he'll just say something stupid, and he's shy, so I have to talk for him. He's talking Lenny up, but also talking him down. It's very counterproductive. It's not a good look. George. At some point, Cass is like, I'm dying of thirst. She literally says, I'm dying of thirst. And then George is like, oh, Lenny's probably thirsty too, and so am I. Let me go get some sodas, and walks away, which is a weird thing to volunteer.
I
get it.
He was very eager to leave, even though just a second ago he was like,
I can't.
He needs me.
Which is weird, because they're on the one hand, they're like, George is like this overbearing person. And on the other hand, it's like, he genuinely wants Lenny to like have a successful date.
Yeah.
And is trying to juggle the two.
Yeah, he is looking out for Lenny. Like, he actually does care about Lenny a lot.
Yeah.
And you can tell that. But also, like, just by his nature, I think he's kind of a jerk.
He's kind of smarmy.
Yeah.
Is the problem. He also got those, like, really bad 90s hair curtains.
Yeah.
It's very bad. Like Buffy would have had eyes for this dude. Not this dude, but, like, a dude like this.
Right.
You know, in season one. Lenny and Cassie. Cassie's like, hey, he's gone. Let's ditch him. Because, like, she wasn't dying of thirst. Surprise. Right. She's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
So they, like, run away, and they have, like, a little talk. She's like, I'll do the date still with you, but you have to promise to not read my diary and to give it back. And he's like, yeah, I promise. And he, like, has some, he gets some comedy talking, and he's fine.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
Just yell out something, like, weird.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I sweat real bad at night. Oh.
Banana hammock.
Jake, you can't say banana hammock on a PG podcast.
It's just a little hammock for your bananas.
On you.
It's fine. It's fine. So,
with the kids to bed, we're talking banana hammock.
Banana
tonight.
Hammock time, everybody. Put grandma in the bathroom.
Yeah, Lenny didn't say anything like that.
No.
He was fine.
He was fine. Why did I say put grandma in the bathroom?
I don't know. We should introduce you to George. Welcome to Hey, George and Josh.
I've been replaced.
You're still here. You're just, you can't talk. You say something stupid.
That'd be a weird, a second person podcast. That'd be very weird, huh? Anyway, so they, like, they do some date stuff. They go to the same skyscraper that Phenomenus, that old Kans was like, this is where my lab is. And they get balloons because she's 11 again. Yeah. Like, and at this point, I'm like, what is going on? And she's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, I don't know, what do you want to do? She's like, no, you need to decide. Like, it'll be good date practice.
This is two episodes in a row where they were just like weird character choices. Like, Andros is really naive in this one episode for no reason. And then Cassie is like super, not immature and like, oh, farts and poop are real funny, but immature and like, she's a young girl in this episode.
She's just like, not acting like, but dressed like and sort of presented as. Like, she has a diary and like,
and she loves balloons and giant overalls to make her look like a tiny 11-year-old girl.
So he's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, well, there's a restaurant at the top of this skyscraper. Maybe we can get something to eat. And she's like, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Okay, number one, if there's a restaurant at the top of a skyscraper, you need to have something more than, you can't be wearing overalls.
No, you can't go dressed like this,
Cassie. I feel like he's dressed in like a business casual.
Yeah,
for his
he's on like not a first date with a girl, but a first date in his life.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm gonna dress good.
I'm gonna dress nice, and he looks nice.
And then she didn't even change.
She didn't. Well, she didn't have time. She got blackmailed. She's like, if it's a blackmail date, I'm just gonna wear my overalls. I would at least be comfy. So then we get the reason she is dressed like this. There is a shot of less than a second of a man dressed like Lenny,
mm-hmm,
and a girl dressed like Cassie going up an elevator, and it's Sentai footage.
Yep. You know what else they could have done?
Just not use that footage. We get one other split second shot that you cannot tell, except for a little bit of pink, what is going on in it. They didn't need to dress her like this.
Nope.
It's such a weird thing to latch on to, especially for a season known for shucking the Sentai footage and doing their own thing.
You'll shoot an entire original fight scene in like with the Power Rangers, but you won't shoot Cassie going up an elevator.
Or just not have the elevator.
Or just not have that.
Just have them
come out of the elevator on the top floor.
Yeah, have them walk into the building and come out of the elevator. We'll get it. We don't need to see them go up. This isn't Birdemic. We don't need to see them buy the sandwich. It's fine. If they get a sandwich, we just assume that they got a sandwich at some point. So then they're...
One thing Birdemic has going for it is a very tight continuity.
Yes, yeah, you will never be confused as to what is going on. That's for sure. And except for in a couple parts.
Right, we're just like, the movie doesn't make any sense.
Where the movie lost some money and just...
You know exactly when and where they bought their sandwiches.
Yes. So I gotta watch that movie again, because it's...
Do you?
I do.
I do gotta.
I like it. It's very bad, but very fun. Also, he tried so hard, and I really appreciate that. So
remember the whole, like, was it 20-minute speech about spruce bark beetles?
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite thing. I think about spruce bark beetles all the time because of that movie. There aren't any spruces around here for spruce bark beetles to destroy that I know of. I couldn't idea spruce from sight. But
they are a plague on this planet.
Yeah. The spruce bark beetles, I swear to God. They burn the whole forest down just to get rid of some spruce bark beetles. That's not why the forest catches on fire. They catch on fire because of birds.
Also, they explode into venom, I think.
And it's acid venom.
Yeah, it's not dimensional venom.
No, it's the acid kind. Anyway... They're at the top of the building, and they're like, oh, what a great view, and they get a view, and they're actually in a building that's high up, so, like, I don't know.
I don't know what they did. I don't know why they did this. Like, guys, in space so far is, like, cool stuff's happening. All of this could be written better.
Yeah, it's like you don't have a plan, and there's, like, I like that this episode links up with the last one, because at the end, she's
even
like...
Even that is a little ham-fisted. It's just, like... taped onto the edge.
Like, I would like a kaboom. Yeah, okay, you do, astronomer. Cool. What? Why? What's that mean? Stay tuned for next episode. And this is it.
Yeah.
So I like that, but at the same time, like...
This episode doesn't do that.
Well, it...
But it doesn't, like, lead to the next one.
No. We cut down to the base of the building, and there's an elephant there headbutting the building, trying to knock it over. His name is Elephant Titan, which is a good name.
It's all right.
I like that name. Like elephantitis?
I know.
But like a titan, but elephant still.
I get it. It's a little clunky is all. That's my only problem with it. It's a lot of syllables.
I think it works. It works for me. So he's like headbutting the building and it starts shaking. And I was like, oh, we got to get out of here. So everyone starts like leaving. And Cassie's like, you go, I'll catch up. And Lenny's like, No. That's insane.
Good
the building's going to come down. Like we need to get out of here. And then, wouldn't you know it, a slab of concrete beans him in the nog.
It like plants right on his face.
Here's the thing.
That thing was gunning for him.
Like it's like a slab.
Yeah.
Like, you don't build ceilings out of that. Like, there's no concrete in this building, probably. If anything, that would be like the dropped ceiling.
Right.
And it'd be like a foam piece. And he'd be like, oh, ouch. But I'm fine.
I'd be like, oh, that was very inconvenient.
I don't need to be knocked out for a minute. He is, though. He's out. We cut down to the school, like a little lounge area in the school. Anders and Carlos are playing chess. Hot mom Ashley and TJ wearing a hat that is a mistake. It's not a great choice.
That's a Triple H hat, isn't it?
It's like a
but he's got it like sideways.
It's like a shorter, like it doesn't come down as far.
Okay.
Triple H hat. But it's like onward and it looks like it's too big for him. And it's just like, I don't know. It looks weird. It's enormous. But it's the 90s. Maybe this looked real cool back in 1998.
There's a lot of 90s fashions happening. Actually, I think TJ is also in like very baggy clothes.
He is also very baggy clothes. Ashley has like a choker on. It's like a scarf.
Yeah, it's like an ascot.
It's like an ascot, but exclusively around her neck. Like there's no like tie part. So they're like, they get beeped by Alpha and they're like, okay, we got to, what's up? He's like, Elephant Titan's downtown trying to knock over a skyscraper. Like, you got to go stop that. So they like take a step back and morph inside the school like you do.
Right.
They teleport there and they're like, there he is, let's stop him. They're trying to run up and then Astronomer's there and she shoots him with a laser. And I like that Astronomer's there doing the work. Like Elephant Titus is knocking the building now, but she's not going to leave it to him.
Yeah, she's actually like commanding her troops.
It's real cool.
Not just like giving them orders like from the moon and like, then watching them fail. She's like getting her hands dirty.
Yeah, she's down there. She's like helping him by like running interference with the Power Rangers because like she can't knock the building down.
No.
But he can. Any monster could knock the building down if you just grow it right away. Astronomer, I hate to be this guy.
Yeah. She also like shoots the Rangers once and then leaves.
Well, because she thinks the building's about to come down. Doesn't want to be at the explosion site. We cut back up to Cassie, who takes 9 minutes to be like, should I morph? I can't. Should I? I need to. But he's there. What if he wakes up? No, I should do it. And she's about to do it. She's like, let's rock. And then Lenny's like, what? And she's like, oh, good. You're not dead. Let's go. So she gets him up. We cut back down. Ashley does a scan with her little video camcorder thing. And she sees that there are two heat signatures in the building. So there's that. Also, she knows one of them is Ashley.
Cassie.
I keep getting their names mixed up today, and I don't know why.
She straight up says, oh, that's Cassie and Lenny's hurt.
Yeah, this is a comprehensive scan.
All it showed was two red dots.
Well, that's all we saw.
But I imagine that is like the that's her HUD.
Right, but if we would have hung out for one more second, there'd be like a little like readout.
Lenny injured, Cassie too.
Cassie nervous. Cassie sweating a lot.
Right.
Because she's wearing like a lot of clothing.
She has like a shirt on under that
jacket.
She's
very layered. She's probably very warm. Then we get this real cool shot of the skyscraper and just like a floating disembodied Clippy torso. Like a Clippy's just like, hey, Power Rangers, you guys suck.
I forgot that he showed up because this is it. He just shows up in the sky.
Yeah.
And is like, this is going to blow up, but you can't do anything about it, and then leaves.
And leaves. He's also different again. Apparently, Ross on Twitter did say that basically the deal is, like, he keeps dying and getting brought back. So yeah. I guess he's got a lot of Freemans. So that's pretty cool.
I wish they would mention that in Power Rangers.
I wish there was something to indicate that he can come back from the dead and not just, like, is immortal somehow.
Yeah.
And has a lot of torso options that he can switch out. Because this one's like the shoulder's not gigantic. He's got this weird like gold thing on his arm.
Yeah. And he has like a bracer on his wrist.
Yeah. I really like Ecliptor, you guys. His look is awesome.
He's very cool.
So they're running through the hallway, Lenny and Cassie, and they get into a room, because that's safer than the hallway, because the hallway is literally raining down concrete slabs. So they get into a room, and they close the door, and they turn around, and there's the nuclear reactor.
It says on the outside of the door, like, plutonium room.
Yeah, next to a restaurant?
Yeah, like down the hall.
Hey, I think the health inspectors might have a problem with this.
Probably.
Like the fact that there's nuclear material where you eat.
It's not where you eat. It's like,
it's on the same floor.
It's like around the corner.
It's close enough. I feel like there's probably rules against having it in the building at all.
Probably. I mean, I feel like there's probably city rules of you can only have it within so far of populated areas.
Like, that's like a crime, is to have a nuclear reactor in a building.
And old cans just, like, put that out on the news.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm committing crimes on the top floor of this lovely tower.
I got some nuke crimes up there if you want to go eat near it. Go eat near my nuke crimes. So then they're like, uh-oh. Oh, this is bad, because not only are they in the room with the nuclear reactor, but it's got 24 minutes before it explodes because the cooling has turned off because of all the shaking.
Sure.
So it's going to overheat and explode.
Does it say 24 minutes?
It's counting down from 24. It doesn't. Okay. That's not okay. Part of the in-space episode, but I think it is part of the Mega Ranger episode.
Because it also is just flashing, like, overheating on
Yeah,
it.
That's all we really need to know. I don't think the other stuff is for us. I think it's for the Japanese audience.
Right.
We come back down, and Anders is like, the only way we can get up there, we gotta call the mega tank. No other way up there.
Andros, again, you were just on a spaceship that can beam you anywhere.
It can teleport you anywhere. You can get on your galaxy glider and break through the window on the top floor instead of having to drive up the stairs, as we will see.
Turn it into a megazord and just, like, hold your hand out the window.
She's like, hey, come on, guys. Like, just, like, reach in, pop the door off, and be like, come on, let's go. Just teleport in regular style? Because can they still teleport?
I don't... We've never seen the Rangers, aside from ninja powers, like, teleport from one place to the other, unless it was, like, from one battle to another battle or from the command center to somewhere. We've never seen them be like, we need to be up there, and then just teleport up there.
Right. Well, they can also jump into their Megazord, which is very tall. So, like, they could just jump onto the roof and then,
They could jump up there. It's probably a shorter run down than it is up, that's for sure. But no, the only way they could do it is the Mega Tank, because they need to sell this toy.
Buy this toy, kids. So they get in the Mega Tank. Well, Ashley and Andros do. TJ and Carlos are like, we'll take care of Elephant Titan. So they stand down there so they can get beat up for a little while. They ram right into the building. Just straight into it like it's nothing, and then start, like, driving up a hidden staircase that's a mega tank wide.
Yep.
And, like, their little claw arm is, like, grabbing stuff and moving it so they can get around.
Yeah, at one point, Andrew's like, better clear the path, and just, like, moves a steel beam. Which I don't know if plutonium can melt steel beams.
I mean, if it blows up, maybe. Hmm. I'm not a scientist.
I don't know about the science of this episode.
I feel like maybe this isn't, like, hard science.
No, this is the softest science.
This is very mushy science. This science is like a thin paste. So,
because the plutonium is just blue Gatorade.
Yeah, it's just like blue Gatorade in, like, a Secret of the Ooze container that they had left over.
I don't think plutonium, maybe I'm wrong. A is a liquid. I don't think that's...
You can liquefy anything if you want
it
bad
enough.
You can,
but could you keep it that in a regular temperature?
I don't know.
I don't think so. And B, like, would it just blow up if the container it was in broke?
No, that's nitroglycerin that they're thinking of.
Mm-hmm. And that amount of nitroglycerin wouldn't explode the city.
No, it would do some damage.
Yeah.
It would blow a hole in that. Like, it's like a little tiny bit they used to mine with.
That's true.
So, like, it would take that building out, for sure.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be an atomic blast.
It would have killed all those reporters, but it would not have leveled the city in an atomic blast. No, definitely not. So then we cut to outside with old cans and cans in bulk are pulling up, and they jump out literally just so old cans can go, my plutonium bomb! Because it's starting to, like, spark and, like, overheat.
Yeah.
It's not a bomb. He didn't say bomb.
Yeah, and we get a lot of shots of Cassie because, like, Lenny is in full panic mode. And I really like
this. Freaking
out, because he's, like, being a real person in this situation.
Yeah, he's like, somehow the door got locked from the outside.
They went in and the door shut and he can't figure out how to unlock it because he's Lenny.
It's sorry, Lenny. So he's like, help, help, somebody help. And he's, like, banging on the door.
But, yeah, he's freaking out. He's, like, I like this because it's, like, very real because he's with a girl that he wants to impress, but also, like, he's about to blow up.
Yeah, and he's not, like, doing nothing, which is nice. He's trying to get the door open. She's, like,
we get
futile.
We get a lot of shots of Cassie looking back to Lenny, back to the plutonium containment center at her communicator. Not her morpher, but her communicator. And then, like, she's doing the laps with her eyes. Like,
yeah.
Like, I have to morph, but he'll see me, and, like, I'm gonna do it.
So then we get some what I called playset action, which is the the mega tank, like, driving upstairs and, like, over stuff and, like, showing off the toy. And then...
Literally the toy.
Literally the toy. And Cassie's like, get ready for the surprise of your life, Lenny. And it hits, like, 3-3-5.
Which Andros can see on a screen inside the mega tank.
Yeah!
Because he's like, oh, no, Cassie's going to morph.
I don't know what was up with that. I don't know where all these closed circuit televisions are coming from.
I don't know.
Because, like, astronomer has one in old Kansas van.
Yeah.
In the can van.
The can van. The old van. Thankfully, this hidden staircase leads right to the wall of the room that Cassie and Lenny are in.
So they break through it, and she's like, oh, thank God. And Lenny's like, what's that? And she's like, it's the Power Rangers. We're saved. So they run in. Ashley pokes out and is like, come on, get in. They go in and we get a microsecond of the girl in Mega Ranger like getting in the van. It's like literally blink and you miss it. And for a total combined 1 second, that's why they did this.
Here's the thing, though. They could have just shot that with Lenny and Cassie.
Well, they don't have the actual Mega Tank. That's all Sentai footage.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because wasn't there, like, an over-the-shoulder shot of Ashley waving Cassie and Lenny toward the mega tank?
No, you're right. Well,
Or maybe they just built, like, part of a mega tank.
Yeah, I don't know. They have,
shot.
Like, a whole, like, thing for it. You might be right, though. They might have
But even that, like, guys, come on, and then just cut to it driving down the stairs. Like, you don't need this microsecond of footage to just make Cassie wear bad clothes this episode.
I guess what we're getting at is that, like, she doesn't look like Cassie, and that's a problem.
No, Cassie doesn't dress this way.
Like, she has a lot of different outfits, but we've seen her in overalls, and it's not, like, these Oshkosh Bagosh giant overalls.
Now, even if they said something like, oh, laundry day.
Right, yeah. Like that would have been nice. Because, like, look, we all had laundry. We all have our laundry day clothes.
Yeah.
That we only, I only wear this one pair of basketball shorts when I have to do laundry. Like, that's it. That's the only time I wear them. I never wash them because I wear them for an hour and a half and that's it. And they're fine. But, like, we got nothing except for a second of foot. And, like, literally, if you weren't paying attention, you would never have seen it.
No.
It's whose benefit is this?
Judd Lynn.
I guess.
Judd's like, no, we need the footage.
We need the footage. We're going to make it match.
We have a quota of footage we have to
make. We got to save all this money for later in the show when we just stop using it all together.
What if we just show Elephant Titan ramming the building one more time? No.
No. We can't do that.
We need the elevator shot.
So they get in. They do this thing where the claw arm reaches over, gently plucks out the plutonium Gatorade, and then sprays it down with a neutralizer of some sort.
With anti-plutonium.
Anti-kaboom gel.
Kaboom, like the cleaning spray.
Yeah, but the opposite. Mubak.
Mubak.
Let's get that Mubak. It's just grease. It's just like gunk. Dirty grease.
So this claw is not only a Ricci claw, but also has like a hose in it.
Yeah, for just such an occasion.
It doesn't spray the anti-plutonium out. It like oozes it.
It like piddles it out. It's like... and then like it drips over it. They're like, well, good enough.
It turns a darker blue, and they're like, we did it. And they leave it up there.
Yeah, and then they're like, all right, good enough. And they leave because, like, the building stopped shaking. Because there was a point where he's like, oh, I might blow it up on accident. And then the building stopped shaking because Carlos and TJ distract Elephant Titan long enough. But, like, they're like, yeah, it's good. This is property that, like, a private citizen can have. This is okay. You just have this nuclear material.
Right next to a restaurant. It's fine.
So then we cut up to Astronema, and she's like, well, okay, just sat a laser room.
She says give him more push power.
Yeah. Oh. So then they there's a shot of Elephant Titan just like pushing over the building, but I guess the Rangers get out in time.
As the building's going over, it like hits the ground and blows up still, but I guess it's not an atomic explosion this time, so it's fine.
Right.
But this building still got toppled and like blew up. So it's
like
took
in
out
city.
A chunk of Angel Grove.
Yeah. Unless there's like this weird path that it was just totally clear for this building length. But also, Bulk and Skull and Old Cans jump behind their science car and they hide behind it and it like breaks over them and they don't die.
They are covered in rubble.
They like they have like a little window that they push out of this one brick. They're like, we're alive.
Yeah, but as it falls and blows up, the megatank, there's a shot of the megatank just like jumping out of the building as it explodes behind them.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like the megatank design. I think it's cool. I don't think it's a Power Rangers thing though.
No, it's like a.
It's like a
Tonka truck.
It's like a Tonka truck. It's like if, like...
There's nothing spacey about the mega tank.
There was a show on when my little brother was a kid called Rescue Heroes.
Uh-huh.
And it was like...
I think that's still a thing.
I think so, but now it's also Transformers.
Yes.
There's Transformers Rescue Heroes, and they just put the two together. But it's basically like... And then there's Paw Patrol, which is like if dogs were
Rescue
Heroes. Sure.
Cartoons.
Cartoons, guys. But like in Rescue Heroes, it was like, this is the fire... men, and this is the policeman, and they had like suits on that were like advanced technology.
It was like superhero versions of that occupation.
Yeah, and they had like cars and stuff. And one of the like, I can definitely see like there being like a mega tank for a Rescue Hero playset.
Yeah,
but not for Power Rangers. It's just a little weird. It's just like the design's a little off. But what are you gonna do? So they're alive. Bulk and Skull and Old Cans are alive. They're 10 feet away from the Power Rangers because they form back up. Cassie hasn't morphed yet. And she's like, have put me through a lot of grief today, dude. I'm about to give you the business. And she morphs. And then they call her Zord.
Well, then she morphs and then Elephant Titan punches them with his tusk arm.
Yeah, one of his arms is a tusk. Like elephants? Yeah, like elephants sometimes have a tusk arm.
He's a monster.
I know. I just want to be in the room where they're like, what if instead of just the two tusks?
What if it's his arm?
What if it's an arm, too? And then someone's like, good idea.
I like it.
I don't think it's bad. It's just like, I'm just like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It's not confused. I'm just interested in seeing how these monsters get made.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them that are very weird.
There's a lot of choices that get made that you're like, why did you come to that? Like a tusk arm makes... sense for a Power Rangers monster.
I feel like it's just like a meeting of like four dudes and they're just give like elephant and they just throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and it all goes in.
What if his face is a little cracked? Good. Why? From headbutting buildings? Yes. Okay. Put it in. Tusk arm? Tusk arm. Let's
what
do
if
a tusk arm.
His tusk is an arm. Yeah, it's in. And keep saying it. We're just going to put it all in.
What if he meant that instead of having tusks, he had two little hands come out of his face?
Instead of tusks, he had arms.
Yeah.
He had arms where his tusks should be and tusks where his arms should be.
By the way, they started a new podcast.
I saw it. I might listen to it. It sounds real stupid.
It's really good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really interesting. It's still like them. So it's still like that like overproduced like... like
overproduced bad acting,
podcasts or radio on demand, like it's still that kind of stuff. But like the story behind it is so interesting to me that I'm like, yeah, you got me, like you got me forever.
I've been meaning to listen to it, but I'm listening to us too, so balancing stuff
right
out.
We're better.
I don't get a lot of time for podcasts,
right? I get a lot less than I used to, which I'm not happy about, but they get their Megazord and they start a Zord fight, and I realized that. Because you said that he's just, like, lighting him up.
Yeah, the Astro Megazord is a street fighter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean, like, the video game, but he's not, like, he's not a disciplined fighter. There's no style. He's
There's
just
no
punching
karate.
And kicking. Like, he's beating the crap out of Elephant Titan.
It's just like haymakers, just, like, a bunch of jabs. And, like, we get these shots of Mega Red, or, well, Andros, but, you know, Mega Red in Mega Ranger.
Yeah.
Doing these, like, sweet, like... video game Street Fighter joystick tricks That's and it's like, oh, he was recruited because he was super good at the video games. Like, it makes sense that they would show these things, right, of, like, him being very good at doing this. And, like, it just clicked in this time. But it was, like, some furious, like, hitting buttons, like, Guilty Gear.
I don't want to say he fights dirty, but he does, because he kicked the last monster in the crotch 20 times.
Crawdaddy can't have kids anymore. Is that the fact that he's dead?
Well, yeah, he got thrown into a lava pit.
Yeah, he died, but also, like, before then, like, he got sterilized from 100 kicks to the nuts. He got some torsion, maybe. We don't know.
Oof. I hate every time I remember about torsion.
It's my nightmare. It's like a waking nightmare. Anyway, they beat him. He's dead. And then we cut to the next day. At the surf shop, all the Rangers are playing pool. What was Cassie wearing part two? She got, like, this, like, pink kind of sheer top and jeans on. Her hair is not into giant pigtails.
She's dressed like Cassie
She's
now.
Cassie again. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Then George and Lenny come up. And George is like, hey, we want to give you... And Lenny's like, hey, I can talk. I got this. And George isn't like, what?
Yeah, he's not, like, mad about it. He's proud of Lenny.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay. Like, he's like, maybe, I don't know. I feel like their dynamic does work. And I feel like there's another show about those two figuring it out.
Yeah.
That, like, I would like, I don't, like, would like to see. I don't want to see it. But I want it to be a part of, like, Sweet Valley High or Caitlin's Way or one of those kinds of shows. So he gives her diary back. He's like, hey, like your ass. And she's like, yeah, but you shouldn't have taken it in the first place. Like, that is stealing and not cool. He's like, but how else would I have gotten a date with you? And she's like, ask maybe?
And Cassie, like, I think we all know that wouldn't have worked.
Well, we don't know. Because he says, would you go out with me?
And she doesn't answer him. She which says, is, hold on. Which is important that she does not answer him.
She says
him.
Nothing. She's like, I had to talk to my mom, a.k.a. my friend Ashley.
And my best mom, Ashley.
She walks over to Ashley, and she's like, I got my diary back, and he asked me out on a date. And Ashley's like, and I can tell by his face that you said yes. And she's like, yeah, except I also said it was a double date and you had to go with George, and drags her over. Except, wait a minute. No, you didn't say any of that.
You didn't say any of that at all.
Like, you're just volunteering her. And she's like, whoa, no, please. And then that's where the episode ends on this, like, her being like, duh.
So unless the next episode starts in the double date, which it still could.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We're never seeing George and Lenny
George
again.
And Lenny are on a bus. They're gone.
Goodbye. Sorry, guys. Say hi to Marge for us.
Yeah, get out of Angel Grove and go hang out with Marge.
Marge. But that's it. That's the end of the episode. Yep. So, Josh.
Yeah.
I started.
You did.
I wasn't supposed to start. This is 258. You were supposed to start.
You told me to get the date, so I just did. I tricked you.
You've been pranked.
Shoot.
What's the best then?
Probably the Megazord beating the crap out of Elephant Titan.
I'm going to say the best is Ashley's first outfit. I very much enjoyed that outfit. That was a good look for her. What was the worst?
Cassie's outfit.
Cassie's outfit.
Runner up to, like, the Megatank.
Yeah.
Not the Megatank itself. Just, like, I don't know. The reasoning behind it's really stupid, and it driving up the stairs and bursting through
the
secret wall was all very stupid and dumb.
I'm going to give it to Cassie's. Not the outfit itself. It's not a good outfit. It doesn't look comfortable or like it fits her, which is the problem.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did it just to footage match a second is crazy to me.
That is insane.
That's bananas. Who's the MVP? I'm saying Lenny.
Probably Lenny. We'll give it to Lenny. We'll give Lenny a win.
Yeah.
He needs one.
He does. I mean, he's got his date, so that's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's going to do it for us for today. That time is not indicative of how long the episode will be.
No.
Not by a long shot. So thank you guys for listening. We will see you next time with... Is it...
Oh, the next one is... Do you want to take a guess?
Craterite Invasion.
That is correct.
Okay. Cool. That one's weird. We'll see you next time for the Craterite Invasion. But until then...
May the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Babies are so funny to me because they're just little tiny smushed humans.
They just look cranky.
If like potatoes were grumpy people, that would be a baby.
Yeah, that baby's pissed.
Well, look, it was just like chilling out.
Was just super warm, and now
it was
just like...
super warm and quiet. Now it has to wear clothes. I get it. I would be bummed too.